a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
Thanks for staying with us through that quick sponsors break. Mary and I welcome you back for segment two of our broadcast today and the next episode of our Chief Travel Leader series. And before we're joined by Ann Diamond, the CEO of Travel to Wellness, a quick word about Seabourn Cruise Lines, who provides luxurious yet relaxed travel that's elegant yet casual, sumptuous yet understated.
Cruising with Seabourn is definitely unlike any other form of travel. You'll enjoy the right blend of elegance, impeccable service, exquisite cuisine, and highly personalized destination experiences. Their ships are intimate with a private club atmosphere, and their cabins are all oceanfront suites. Plus, there's complimentary premium spirits and fine wines available on board at all times.
And dining venues, well, they're complimentary while allowing you to dine when, where, and with whom you wish. Plus, tipping is neither required nor expected. Visit Seabourn.com today to learn more. You can find specials or book your travel. There's also a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Okay, Ann Diamond is a busy woman. As CEO of Travel to Wellness and co-founder and head of the newly launched Wellness Tourism Association, Ann works directly with leaders in the tourism industry on how to support and further the growing sector of wellness tourism. She's a well-known wellness travel expert and has spent many years in the hospitality business in various sectors. Let's get to the show hotline, as holding for us to talk travel and taking care of you is Ann Diamond.
Ann, welcome to our show. Thanks for joining Mary and me for this exclusive Chief Travel Leader interview.
I am delighted to be here.
Well, we are certainly happy to have you here with us today. I want to begin with Travel to Wellness and the online magazine you launched for wellness-minded travelers. You know, Mary mentioned during your intro you've worked in hospitality and tourism for a long time in various capacities. But I want to know, what led you to start the online resource, and how much of an impact has it had on your company since its inception back in 2004?
It has been a while. And I have actually been a travel writer and industry journalist for over 25 years. So I saw what was going on in the industry. And it's also the way I like to travel. So I was covering the spa industry, and I saw the whole wellness revolution start to blossom. And I read a book called The Wellness Revolution, and they did not mention travel in it. And I said, okay, they are missing a major sector here. And I was on a flight, a very long flight, from Johannesburg to New York, writing a story for the Toronto Star. And I said, and I developed the idea online. And then I launched it. And it's still been going strong. TravelToWellness.com.
That's amazing, yeah. Though, that they didn't even cover that with travel.
No.
It's such
yeah.
a big part of it.
I think it's really interesting. I was in northern Germany up in the Baltic Sea area about a year and a half ago with a friend, and I was really interested to see how many spas are up there, medical spas, wellness centers, and some of the buildings go back to the 18th century when this was actually very popular. This is not a new thing, people traveling for wellness. I know on your website you talk about the Roman baths. I mean, this has been going on for centuries, but it is growing more and more today. And I mean, I can cite technology and demands and all of that, but Anne, why else do you see the rapid growth?
Okay, but let me say, it has been around for a while, but mm-hmm. it was never called wellness travel.
Right.
That is a fairly new term.
Mm-hmm.
And what's driving the demand right now, as I see it, is people are becoming more aware of what they can do in their own lives to make changes that will help them stay healthier longer, become healthier, and stay healthier. Science is bringing us new information. People are becoming more aware, and they're realizing that what they do in their everyday lives really makes a difference. Now, sometimes they can make those changes themselves, but sometimes they need to get away to kickstart the path to a new, healthier lifestyle, and that's when they go on wellness retreats.
And begin
new patterns.
But
also, if they've adopted this wellness lifestyle, they want to take those habits and practices with them on the road.
Right. All right. So as if you weren't busy enough, Anne, with Travel to Wellness, let's move on to your new association that you co-founded. It looks like just over a year ago, so congrats on that. It's called the Wellness Tourism Association. What is it, and what are some of the goals that you have within the tourism industry?
Okay. First of all, it is a nonprofit.
Mm-hmm.
It's incorporated in the state of Colorado. And what we saw was this industry was getting huge. Everyone is jumping on the wellness wagon. So what we wanted to do as part of the association is bring standards and definitions to the industry, create a networking platform, create an educational program for travel agents and consumers. And we want to unite the industry to shape and support it for its sustainable future and for the global good, because it's not only good for the people who are traveling, it's also good for the planet.
Yeah, that's well said, I think. And I know we have a number of sponsors associated with our show, and like AMA Waterways, they have made wellness. I know Christine Karst has been on a number of times. They've made that a huge part. Seabourn's another. And a lot of the hotel companies
hotels
are out there. So we read one of the studies conducted through your new organization that asked people to respond to various questions involving personal wellness and travel. And I want to address some of it with you, because I wasn't surprised that the vast majority indicated a perfect length of stay being between roughly 3 to 5 nights instead of 7, because obviously the longer you stay, the more expensive it is. But I did find it interesting that more people picked access to nature over spa treatments or even a wide range of scheduled fitness activities. Did that surprise you, Anne?
Actually not.
Really? Okay, so tell me why.
It didn't surprise me because, as I said, I've been a journalist for a long time, and I was covering the spa industry. But wellness can include spa treatments, but it doesn't have to. If you took a look at the surveys and studies we did, people want the most important must-have they noted in the survey was healthy food options. Wellness living and wellness travel begins with the healthy food options. Healthy food is the foundation of wellness. So it makes sense that when people travel and want to incorporate wellness into their trip, they need those healthy food options. Spas are important, especially massages.
Yeah, no, I agree.
See, I guess I'm accustomed to traveling with my wife.
Anyway.
Yeah, but she loves the spas.
I do, but I like the outdoors as well.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
You like to go out and write.
I like to go outside and write, and I like to walk. Yeah.
Oh, well, walking is that perfect exercise. You can do it anywhere, and you don't need any equipment other than your own two legs and a pair of running shoes.
Right.
All right, so let's build on that. So then, you know, we just talked about spa and obviously the nature and outdoors, but if we get beyond yoga as well, which I know that's very popular, and I'll even add in healthy foods, what are some other trends, you know, right now that you see travelers want on their wellness trip these days?
Well, you already mentioned nature. Nature is huge. Science has proven that being out in nature can give us a greater sense of well-being. But it goes beyond that, because they also want those fitness activities out in nature, the hiking, the kayaking, stand-up paddleboarding, canoeing, the walking, anything that can be done, yoga on the beach, yoga under the stars, meditation. Just being out in nature feels good to people, because so many of us live in cities right now. We don't often get a chance to get out into the wilderness, being surrounded by nature and absorbing all the benefits of that.
All right, let's talk about self-guided versus structured retreats. I've always preferred self-guided retreats for years and kind of thought I was sort of the oddball, that most people like structured. But what you found was the exact opposite. Nearly 8 in 10 people that you asked voted for self-guided programs, not structured. Why do you think that is?
I believe that, and actually I'm pretty sure that this is the fact, that about 80% of the people who travel and fall and drive the demand for wellness are actually people who live a wellness lifestyle now and just want to incorporate elements of that wellness lifestyle, such as healthy eating, fitness activities, yoga, running, good night's sleep. They want to incorporate those elements into their travel, so they don't really need a guide to help them do that, or somebody, like, they don't need that structured program. It's the rest of the people, say the 20%, that need a structured program to help them launch the wellness lifestyle or help them with a specific problem, weight loss, for instance. They want to learn a healthier relationship with food, healthy ways to prepare foods, and in order to lose weight. So they may go on a retreat that is focused on that.
And I think
that's the reason.
Well, listen, all good information. I really want to thank you very much for your time today. We look forward to staying in touch and welcoming you back in the future of the show. Folks, if what we discussed with Anne interests you, you can find out more at traveltowellness.com. So, Anne, have a great weekend, okay?
Thank you. I will. You too.
All right. Thank you.
Anne, thanks
very much.
So much. Take care.
All right, just released. And good conversation, and I think we could all use a little wellness and travel.
Absolutely.
Mary, before we break, what's your one must for wellness travel?
If I had to pick, I actually would say the surroundings of the facility. So I guess the outdoors is more important than I actually think about.
And not the food.
I do think the variety of the healthy food options is important, but I think the surroundings of the area
are key. And I know you like the spas, too.
Yeah, I do like the spas.
Well, folks, listen, as we pause for a quick sponsors break, a reminder to please connect with us on Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram. You can do it all at RM World Travel. And remember that we archive all of the hours of our national broadcast on our website, rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back after this bottom of the hour break. Don't touch that channel.
To join Robert, Mary, and Rudy, call 800-387-8025 or follow us on Facebook and Twitter at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.